in the studio right now, it's really nice to be speaking to Dr. Belinda Clark, Director of AgriTech East. And we're talking about, this is really interesting, Agri-Hackathon. Good morning.
Morning.
Very nice to have you here. It's an unusual subject and I wanted to get you in because it's something we don't often think about. It's very, very, very important, isn't it? So just tell us about the hackathon, the Grow Agri-Hackathon.
The concept of hackathons really originated, I think, in the computing and software industry, with the idea that if you've got a big, chewy challenge that's going to be difficult, you get a bunch of really smart people with different skills and ideas and expertise, and you put them together around a particular challenge for a short space of time, and they kind of sprint towards this challenge. And this proved a really effective model to get really big problems cracked. And we're starting to see hackathons being done in lots of other topics. But as far as we know, we were the first in the UK to do one for agriculture. So we did one last year where we gave people 48 hours to feed the world. We know there's a big pressure to generate and produce more food. And that was really successful. So this year, we're 48 hours to save the world.
Which is really important at the moment because it's in the news, isn't it? You're getting climate change strikes from the schools, so they're all involved in it as well, aren't they? So this is really apt, and hopefully forever we're going to be thinking about this.
Well, we hope so. We think we've turned a corner, and particularly for agriculture, which has had a bit of a bad press for probably unwittingly having used technologies and practices that have over the years depleted soils, contributed to greenhouse gases. And the president of the National Farmers Union has stated that she wants to see agriculture become a net zero carbon emitter as an industry. So this is really an idea to bring some really smart, cool people from different disciplines, different expertise around this problem. What can we do? How can we reduce greenhouse gas, boost biodiversity, make farming more efficient with less water, fewer chemicals? And how can we bring together the technology expertise in and around Cambridge and beyond to come up with some answers?
Just tell us a little bit about a hackathon. What exactly is a hackathon? I think I know what a hackathon is, but I think you probably have a better idea yourself.
So you start off by framing the challenge statements. So the challenge statement could be, we need to reduce greenhouse gas emission from cattle. And you explain to all the participants, because they're not all from agriculture. In fact, that's really important that they don't bring their prejudices and views of the way we've always done it. But obviously, we have some people who do know about agriculture. So we have some farmers in the room to talk about what the challenge is and what might be solutions to address them. Then people form into teams of usually between 3 and 7 people. And then they plunder what we call the tech pantry. So the people who are delivering the nuts and bolts of the hackathon, as it were, is the Barclays Eagle Lab in Cambridge. And they've got this tech pantry full of Raspberry Pis and sensors and switches and servos and even access to a 3D printer. And the hackers can plunder the tech store, the tech pantry, for whatever they need. And we've also got access to some really unique data sets. So the hackers are going to be working on real life data around precision water application, around weather data, around soils and earthworm and insect biodiversity in agricultural fields. So they will have access to the data, access to the kit, and they will sprint for 24 hours to use those resources to come up with some solutions.
Wow. It seems quite a huge amount of subjects, and because you were saying that, you know, there's quite a few subjects to tackle, do you find that this is over 2 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got a bit of time. It's not 1 hour, 1 day. It is 2 days. So you get time to reflect on what you've learned as well. Is there time in the day to do that?
That's a really great point, because that learning experience, what we want to do is inspire people who have skills that are not currently being applied in agriculture to think about how they could perhaps, instead of going to work for some of the big tech companies, maybe come and work for a big grower company, because it's a really great opportunity for them to think how they can apply some really great skills into an industry that traditionally hasn't been really inspired by Raspberry Pis and sensors and Arduino hobby electronics technology. So there's a lot of opportunity for learning. There's a lot of opportunity to just loop back to the farmers and to the end users and say, would this work? Has it already been done? What's the problem? Would you mount it on the back of a tractor or would you put it on a quad bike? Would you sit it in a muddy field? Would it work in a muddy field? So it's really important to have that reflection to keep getting that sort of touch point as to how practical can it be? Because what we want is practical outcomes.
Mm. And where is the data from, if you don't mind me asking? Is that something that, where do you get this data to analyse?
So we're really lucky. We're a membership organisation at Agritech East, and some of our members have really risen to the challenge and provided some data sets. So one is Rothamsted Research, which is the world's largest agricultural field research station, and they have 175-year long-term classical experiments using wheat and growing wheat with and without different fertilisers, analysing the soil, a very rich data set that they've very kindly given access to the hackers. Agrimetrics is the UK's largest organisation to provide access to big data for new insights and agricultural innovation to help farmers. They're giving access to data from 1.5 million fields across the UK. ProData Weather are providing access to all the weather, the very complicated weather data through March, if you remember, was very dry, very wet, real smorgasbord of weather. And then finally, Root Water, which is a precision irrigation company, also a member of ours, they're providing access to their API, their software platform, to look at how the data of water moving through irrigation pipes and how you would be able to control that remotely, depending on the needs in the field. So we're very lucky. This is real data that the hackers are really working with.
That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's incredible just to listen to what it was saying there. How are the farmers reacting to this? I should think they're finding it. This is a moment of joy for them because they're being taken seriously. I know that we're always taking them seriously, but it's never been in the forefront, has it?
The farmers are really loving the concept of it. They're very keen to see new innovations and new technologies coming through to help. It's a very challenging time for agriculture. I think that's no secret. And there is a lot of hope and anticipation that technology will provide some solutions. There's also a lot of excitement that there's people bringing fresh thinking from different sectors. Last year at the hackathon, we had molecular biologists and nuclear physicists and software engineers and people who had never thought about agriculture before that are now really inspired by the narrative and the challenge facing farmers. And they want to help the planet be more sustainable. They want to help food production. So actually the farmers are really up for it and wanting to help, advise, support all they can.
That's amazing. Out of the hackathon last year, which was obviously to feed the world, this one's to save the world, what was there anything in particular that really surprised you? Was there an example or is there something that's happening that you're really excited about? Any particular innovation?
So there were three categories. We offered indoor farming, so vertical farming, use of big data and non-chemical weed control. And the winner of the overall hackathon was in the non-chemical weed control category, where he had applied gaming technology to image analysis of weeds. And that innovation went on into a discussion with one of the large ag chem companies who were quite interested in the thinking there. And I think the innovator from that is still very excited about progressing that idea. So we did have a real tangible outcome from last year's.
Wow, so you'll be thinking the same this year as well, won't you?
Well, we hope so. So our sponsors this year are the Worldwide Fund for Nature and BASF, both of whom are really interested to see the outcomes. Not that they have any proprietary hold on any of the outcomes, but they would certainly be interested in helping support the innovations that emerge. They're well placed to help do that should the innovators be keen to progress the thinking.
And how many altogether, how many people, how many bodies are going to be there this 6th and 7th of July, isn't it?
It is. So last year, we had about 65 hackers participating. Nice. We can probably go a little bit more than that this year, but we do have to cap numbers. It's at the Alia Future Business Centre in King's Hedges. So obviously, we don't want to break health and safety rules. And there's a certain number where it just becomes a bit unmanageable if there's too many. So places are limited, but there are still some places available.
Actually, that's a good point. So just tell us a bit about it. It's the 6th and 7th of July, and it's at where again?
It's at the Alia Future Business Centre in King's Hedges.
6th and 7th. And there's the website, isn't there, as well, which is the... what is the website called? Oh, yes, AgriTech... hyphen East, is that right?
That's right.
Co.uk. Brilliant. Yeah. And it's really interesting, isn't it? The whole name of hackers. It used to have such a bad name, didn't it? And now it's the most innovative thing we can think of, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Hacking has had such a bad reputation. But the idea is that obviously you have to be very careful about making sure that one is appropriate with access to data. But all the data providers have given the data in good faith, knowing what the, you know, obviously it's controlled access to the data as well. But it really is, if you collaborate and you open up your asset for other people to work with you, what can be achieved. I think the days of closed innovation are behind us. It's all about openness and collaboration and new thinking.
I absolutely agree. It's been fantastic having you here. Thank you, Dr. Belinda Clark, and you're director of the AgriTech East, and it's just fantastic. Big hackathon happening next week. No, it's not next week, 2 weeks, isn't it? 6th and 7th of July. Thank you so much indeed.